Yo. Hey. Can you hear me? You listening to
W-A-W. What a week. Hey. What a week.
Eita, hola. Welcome to Wow, What a Week. On today's show, we have a free-spirited Taurian who also happens to be a bit of a lioness. Grr, arr. We have a dog lover who's been known to get quite catty. He'll Murray guy. And a gay. And we have political analysis with our usual sly fox. So welcome back to this week's menagerie. Welcome to the zoo. Wow, what a week.
This is
Wow, what a week.
What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
She's actually not a celebrity guest. She's our comedian. She's in the building. You can't make some of these stories up that we're about to speak about. Speaking to women who are comedians and mothers can be a bit intimidating. I mean, if you say something weird, males might just look at you funny. However, someone like our next guest might hit you with a wooden spoon, then go on stage and maybe make fun of how they made you cry. So don't mind me being nervous, and please give a warm welcome to Nomthandazo Khubushe, a.k.a. Nonto Arr.
Yay!
But if it's Nomthandazo Khubushe, it should be Nonto Jimus.
Nonto G.
Yeah.
Why?
How do you pronounce your
name? Arr.
But how do you pronounce it?
Khatebe. You don't say Khatebe. You say...
But it must be Nonto G.
Nonto G.
Yeah, Khubushe. Because
it's an R. It's not a G.
Watch, the wooden spoon is coming now.
Okay.
How are you, Nonto?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Dude, O-Ship 2023, you killed it.
Thank you.
Tell us about your set.
Okay, my perspective.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Christian.
Sure.
So I think there's Jesus this side and there's the devil this side. And then I like to represent both of them. Because
okay.
I know that people are already thinking or doing the things that they are not going to say they are doing. So I might as well talk about those things.
So when I hear the voice of Satan sometimes.
A voice of both of them. I represent both of them. Yeah. It was nice. I really enjoyed it.
You know, you're set on O-Ship, you, Skumba.
Yeah, Mdu.
Mdu. Probably the funniest night of comedy I've experienced in my entire life.
Yeah.
I was literally on the floor, rolling, laughing my ass off.
Mm.
So shout out to you.
Thank you.
Tell us about your Mozambican roots before we talk about where we are right now.
Okay. So my grandfather is from Mozambique, came to South Africa, met my grandmother, Makumete, and then they got married. By the way, my grandmother was married to a Ngo before he tried to kill her, and then she pretended to be dead.
Are you for real?
Serious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she had a scar here, and then I asked her about it. Was Angela? No, actually, Ngobo took her to this forest and tried to kill her because she wanted to leave him because he was abusing her. So then she just pretended to be dead.
Oh, wow.
And then the guy left, and then she crawled by the road. Someone picked her up and took her to hospital.
Jeez.
And then a couple of months later, she met my grandfather, and then my father and his brother were born.
And now you are here.
I am here. So thank you to my grandmother for being smart. Bless her resting soul.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But at some stage, you changed the surname. Why did you do that?
Okay, so my father changed, because you know when Amashangane come to South Africa, they will change like maybe Mkize or so that...
You blend in.
So
otherwise
I think there was a Mwandla. There's a Zulu Mwandla.
Mm.
So when my father came, he said, oh, okay, this is close enough.
Mm.
Then he changed his surname to Mwandla. I think my grandfather had changed it to Mwandla.
Mm.
Then when my father grew up, then I think maybe he saw his father's ID. Mwandla. So he changed it back to Mwandla.
Changed it back. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
You and comedy, how did comedy happen to you?
Yeah.
Because you're funny. You're very funny.
And
you know what I love about you? You're funny without even making an effort.
That's a thing. okay, whenever I used to tell stories, my friends would laugh, but that was never my intention. Mm. It's always just a perspective or the way that I think.
You know, so, you're the kind of comedian who will tell us about how she almost died, but we will laugh.
So I was invited to a 21st birthday party because I have a background of youth development.
True.
So I was invited to a 21st birthday party to MC the party. Mm. So, of course, I know, like, young people from teenagers to late 20s, all they think about is men and getting married and sex. So I had to, like, I did research on Uti, what are things that they are dealing with, you know, getting married. And then when I presented, all of those people were just laughing. I'm like, why are you laughing? Because I'm serious here. And then from there, I started getting bookings to then MC and whatnot. And then I think it was 2015. And then only in 2016, because then I had quit my job. The last job I had, I was a data capturer. And I just wasn't happy there. I just felt like I wasn't appreciated because I'm a hard worker. But they were not appreciating me. So I decided, it's not okay, let me leave. I've got a company and I was going to carry on doing those life skills trainings. And then I saw a poster by Simpiwe Shembe. He had a comedy show. So I phoned him. I'm like, hey, you know, I think I'm fine. So he says, do you have your own jokes? I'm like, yeah, I've got my own stories to tell. So I went, I performed. And then from there, almost every weekend afterwards, I was performing. Yeah.
But so, you're such a performer. You even have three children.
Four, yeah. And you know, last week...
do you love children or do you love sex? Because one obviously is a consequence of the other.
I think I love both because at home it was just me and my sister. So now I like the idea of a lot of people around me. What was I saying before?
You have four children. I'm asking if you...
So I was...
Which one is it that you like? Parenting or the process?
So I was posting on social media last week because I had a son who passed away. So then I was just, you know, and whenever I had feelings of missing him, I would suppress them and I wouldn't share them because I don't like people feeling sorry for me. So, but last week I just had this urge to just share. So I shared, and one of the people on Facebook comments and they say, so are all these your children, like yours? Because now they are counting and the numbers are just not adding up.
Yeah, it's not mathing.
Yeah, but yeah, I love my kids and they, I think they teach me how to laugh. Because when I grew up, we went touchy with my mom. So sometimes when they hug me, like I cringe and then I have to motivate myself to, okay, I love you. Okay, now move away from me. I still love you, but get away.
Yeah, give me space now. Yeah. You know, you were inside me for 9 months. Yeah, now I want
like,
space.
Please, go to your father.
So when you were sharing last week, what exactly were you sharing?
I think the fact that it happened, because...
So this was losing your son?
Yeah.
So when did this happen?
In 2009, July, end of July.
I know it's a long time ago, but
it's a long time ago.
Askies, and I know thank it you. Still hurts.
Yeah.
So askies.
Yeah, thank you. So, because like I'm strong, I think I believe I am strong, so I don't like things that make me weak. I won't cry. Maybe if something hurtful happens, like I won't cry. But then I have to also talk to myself. So if I'm driving my car and then I'm like, okay, I think we need to cry now. And then we have to check, like, okay, who's there? Is there anyone watching?
Is there a car next to me?
Hey, if there's no car, then like, yeah, go for it, girl. And then sometimes, and then I still look at myself in the rearview mirror, like, how do I look? Oh, shit, I look bad. Like,
okay, so
why are you opening your mouth? Yeah, but everything I do is a conversation because maybe I'm controlling, I control myself in a way. No, we have to present ourselves in this way and we can't, you don't look cool. Like, you don't look cool when you are crying.
Are you one of those people that cry but look in the mirror?
Yeah.
You turn it into a whole event.
And then, like, I have to decide which way looks better.
Yes.
Not like this. Okay, that's better. Like, it looks sexy.
Exactly. And just one tea. And yeah. Just one.
And then you go.
How did it feel, though, sharing about losing your son?
It felt good. Mm. It felt good because I believe that emotions are like little human beings that you have to recognize. You have to acknowledge that, okay, this is here. This is how I'm feeling now. And for you to be able to heal from it. So I think I was depriving myself of feeling that way for such a long time. And when I shared it, I felt like I wasn't the only one healing, because then other women started sharing their stories. With, oh, you know, this happened to me. And most of them, maybe it's been years, but it happened. And, you know, if I feel like talking about it, it's okay for me to talk about it. It felt really good. I felt lighter. Yeah, yeah.
Is the factory closed or is there space for number five?
I like the question. It's a very good question.
I hope I like the answer.
I don't know. I feel like I'm done because like I work so hard. Like each time I fall pregnant afterwards, I gym. I don't know if you can see that.
No, I can see. If you told me you had four children, I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah, yeah. So I train so hard and I feel like it holds me back. Plus pregnancy, guys, like pregnancy is not cool. You know, like there was a time when when my husband was sitting here and he just smelled like intimbi zemoto, and he's an accountant. So I'm like, are you now like a mechanic, my brother? Because like this smell is just not smelling.
You smell like oily right now.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes you just hate him. Like I see my husband chewing. I'm like, what the hell?
Like, why are you chewing?
Why are you chewing? Even your breathing is just making me very uncomfortable right now.
Can you stop breathing just for an hour?
Yeah. Like he can sit down. I'm like, this is all you can do. All you can do is just sit. He stands up. I'm like, yeah, now you're leaving me. Yeah, go. Go to your beaches.
They told me you're leaving one day.
Yeah, yeah. All men are like that. All men are dogs. Go. Yeah. So, hey.
Mara, you still did this four times.
I still did it four times. It's a love to hate. Like, it's an abusive relationship. Yes. But you just keep going back because nothing about it is nice. And then once the baby's born, you're not going to sleep for months. Like, sometimes I want to have sex with my husband, and then the kids are knocking at and they only knock when we are about to do it.
Otherwise, they do nothing.
They are playing and they're doing
Do you know you can spend 10 hours doing nothing?
They won't come.
The minute you were now, you want to come.
Then, mama, no, I just want to tell you that I love you. Can you not tell me that you love me right now?
But can you give me 1 minute? Your dad just needs 1 minute.
Yeah. There was a time where I actually had to have a conversation. It's the 10-year-old and the 6-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, whenever you see me, because on the 31st of December, I was feeling, you know, ovulation.
Sure.
So I called my husband.
Also, you're feeling very animalistic.
So I called my husband to the back of the house, because then I know if it's during the day and I call him to the bedroom, they'll come. So I'm like, yeah, let's just go to the back. There's a rock there.
Sure.
We go there and then they come. Like, what are you? So I'm like showing this part. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? You know? They're like, no, we just wanted to give the dog food. Like, at this
this juncture.
So they are always cramping my style.
So did you manage to use the rock? Or?
I did eventually. Because then you have to pretend like you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Oh, go back to the house. There's nothing to see here.
Feed was sporty that side.
Yeah.
You had a show called Unfit Mom, Unfit Mother. Tell us about that show.
So the show, it's about the fact that everything around me happens in my home. But like, I feel like I'm not involved. I'm not involved in my kids growing because I feel like I've already done my part. So my husband does most of the things. So I do feel like an unfit mother because maybe I'm not excited about, you know, mothers cry when their kids are going to school for the first time. I'm not there. I'm at the gym. My husband is dropping them off. And sometimes it's like, you know, I saw like a queue of mothers taking pictures with their kids and getting all emotional. And I'm like, ay, bo, it's school. Everybody goes to school. There's nothing special about, I went to school.
Exactly.
As well.
My mother didn't cry.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Yeah. Mm. So I don't find motherhood just happens for me. Mm. I don't.
You're a passenger, Angie.
I'm just there with them and we are figuring things out. And sometimes I call them my siblings. Listen, guys,
yeah.
I'm just figuring this thing out. It's never happened to me before. So let's work together. What can you do? Can you wash dishes? Okay, can you cook?
Yeah.
Cook.
When are you two? What can you do?
Maybe just pick up papers. Yeah. That's what you can do. Husband, what can you do? Okay. Because at first, I think being a closer man, he was very big on wife duties. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, listen, the people who put these rules in place are not even alive right now, and we don't know how it worked out for them. So how about we just come up with our own set of rules that are going to work for us?
Exactly.
So he's like, yeah, but you still have to iron my clothes. So I woke up one morning, I ironed his clothes, and he was like, okay, it's okay. You don't have to iron my clothes anymore. I'll do it myself. I'm like,
amen,
my guy. That's why I married you. So yeah, I love my family because they get me. Like, they don't expect anything from me. And
you did your job well.
Yeah.
You carried, you pushed.
And me being there makes the home warm. Exactly. Like, I don't have to do more than just coming back home and being a mom. Mm. Like, being a mom and watch TV. Like, can I do that? But also, I think it comes from my upbringing because my father didn't have a son.
Oh.
So now, but he taught me everything. Fixing cars, we were fixing cars and I was fixing the lawn. We were changing brakes, doing the car service. So I was never in the kitchen with my mom and cooking food. So my sister did that with my mother.
Mm.
So whatever I learned, I just had to learn to survive. Like cooking, I just cooked to survive.
Both me and you.
No, I'm not passionate.
I will not be in the kitchen for more than 20 minutes. Anything that takes more than 20 minutes to make is not being made in
like
my kitchen.
Why must we do that?
Spend so much time in the kitchen.
People who study
to
cook, let them cook.
Exactly. And let us do what we do.
Yeah, which is being. We are human beings.
Let us be.
Yeah, let's just be in the present.
So there's a tragic story. There was a fire in a building in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And they've discovered that the fire was caused by a jealous lover. She threw paraffin, I think, at her boyfriend or at the boyfriend's room or at the door.
Ish.
And the building caught alight. And then a couple sleeping in the next room burnt beyond recognition.
Ish.
So this woman is in court this week for causing that fire and obviously for murder.
Mm.
Are you a jealous lover by any chance?
I am, but not really. The reason.
But you wouldn't burn a thing.
I wouldn't burn a thing. The thing that I believe in is that we need to understand that we don't own human beings. So, like I always said to my husband, I wanna have a relationship where we can, where I can come back home and tell him, listen, hey, muntu cisho adleka ngephutha lapha. Or I have a crush. And we can pray about it. Because if I can share my weaknesses with my partner, we can pray about it and I can be strong.
It must be a safe space.
Safe space.
Huh?
Safe space. Then he will know. Like, he will know even my type. Because, okay, if I'm going to hang out with this guy, I would like for you to be present so that nothing
happens. No, there's no temptation.
Yeah. So, like, but the thing that we have as a people, Ubuntu, we want to own other human beings. And then now I feel if you are having sex with someone else, it's got nothing to do with me.
Like, the why question, are you upset? Like, are you upset because sex was had and you're not there? Like, why are you upset?
Yeah, so you could have asked to join in then if that's what you wanted. Or find someone to have sex with. There's a lot. You have a lot of options, my sister. Like, people were actually fighting with me on TikTok, what I'm saying. Women should date more guys. Like, don't only have one boyfriend, and this boyfriend is not even telling you what his vision is
exactly
for your future. You are wasting 10 years. There's no commitment, nothing. When you can have coffee there, go out with that one. Find out who's a better kisser. Who's, you know? And then you can make a decision. If one, because if I'm a part-time worker and I don't have a permanent contract, I'm going to look for another job.
Exactly.
And see.
You must carry it.
Iba busy, Tombo. Move around. Like, be busy. When your boyfriend phones you, you are available all the time. When you are available,
But he's working late sometimes.
Every man sometimes is not available.
Even a guy who's unemployed, hey baby, tonight I'm working late.
Busy. Working what we don't know is working. You see, asazi, but busy. Like, everyone is busy. So now we are busy and just chill. Exactly. Like, I feel like the only person I owe loyalty and fidelity is a husband. But a boyfriend,
He must be on his toes. He must when he calls, he must hope you will answer.
He mustn't relax. Even when you are with him and clientele life phones you, just pretend that it's a guy.
Would you like life insurance? Do you like Desmond Dube?
Well, I do, but not right now. Yeah, but because my father used to tell me, "Uti, men are naturally hunters, you know, like when have you seen a pubesi hunting an animal that was just like sitting there? No,
waiting, just
waiting to like. Like a chicken dust. No, they are chasing the one that is fast running.
Yeah.
So now you need to have that mindset.
You must be tasa-tasing yourself.
And I always say to wives, if you are a wife, maybe you are unemployed and your husband is a lawyer, just make maguinyas and go sell at the office. Because everyone is going to have lunch and you must be there to provide it. Or just do a 3-month admin course. Go and manage
be
the
present.
Books. So that he's reminded. Because sometimes husbands forget that they have wives.
Absolutely.
And sometimes wives also forget that they have
And when husbands. You're selling amakwinya at outside his law firm, you must look hotter than everyone in the law firm.
Hotter. Yeah.
You must be amakwinya hot. Manto, I'm a massive fan of your work.
Thank you so
much. I'm easily your biggest fan right now.
Sure.
Like easily.
Are you listening?
Yeah. I hope you're talking to everyone else, not your husband. I don't trouble me.
No, my husband is cool. Shame.
Oh, so he's cool. Okay.
He doesn't mind.
Okay. So what does that mean?
He's chilled.
Oh. What else does that mean?
He's a good man.
Oh, okay.
God fearing man.
Okay. I wear a rosary also. So where can we catch you in action?
I've got a show on the 14th of February at Gateway Hotel.
Okay.
Lovers Comedy Night. So we are celebrating love. We are celebrating love with oneself. We are celebrating love with other people. And it's just going to be a good time. I've got I've got Ndumi Solindi. I've got Dumi Stop Nonsense. I've got Justice Kupega. Oscar Omunhle and myself.
So you have a good show.
I've got an amazing show. Sure. I think it's the Oscar. I think it will be the first time that he's performing in Durban, and I brought him there. So really, I'm doing the Lord's work here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, you should be the minister of arts and culture.
Yeah, and I always refer to myself as a doctor because you know that comedy heals. Do you know that actually people can fall pregnant from watching a comedy show? Did you know?
Tell us more.
Yeah, they can because there's juices that are being... coming down there when you are laughing, endorphins. And then so when you go home with your
partner, right.
You don't even need a foreplay. Did you hear what Nonto said? Take off your clothes. go right there. You are chilled. You're not even thinking about falling pregnant, and it's done.
Kanti. Ovulation came a week early.
Yeah.
Because of comedy.
Hey, bruh, but the thing about ovulation, Uguti, it can make, like, it turns my mind into a hole.
Even now.
Because anything, like, I could be sitting next to a guy at a taxi, and then there's something that is like a music that plays, and it's like, you know, we're about to do something. Even at when I go for my haircut, then the guy's like, sister, please, like, he pulls my head like this.
Yeah, when you think it's foreplay.
It's very nice. Or at the gym,
yeah.
When the instructor is putting my hands, like, okay, this is a different kind of foreplay. But
stretch me, Papa.
yeah. So, ovulation.
Where do we find you on social media?
Social media is nonto_r on Instagram. I've also got a website, www.nontor.co.za. So most of my show, every time I have a show, I'll load it there.
Okay.
So people can buy tickets there. Nonto_r on Facebook. Nonto_R on TikTok. I also have a YouTube channel, Nonto_R. Can catch up with my videos and my thoughts.
I think you should also post on your website the week you're ovulating, so we all stay away from
it.
You see, because we must protect you from yourself.
Protect,
you see, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Remember the name. She's very funny. You'll roll on the floor laughing. Nonto_R.
Thank you.
This is
Wow!
What a week. What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Welcome back to Wow! What a Week. Our celebrity guest is in the building. He's been involved in a range of things in the entertainment arena, from acting to presenting and even the culinary side of things. However, he's about to experience two new additions to his life, additions which are about to make him a whole lot busier. So we thought we'd get him in for a chat before his life gets more hectic. Please give a warm welcome to Moshe Almuregai and Agay Ndiki.
This is me waiting for no studio, no audience, no live audience. Thank you.
We thought we should allow you an opportunity to belela yourself. And you can do the applause.
Just, you know.
Is that guy wearing tights or is it a girl? Looks like a guy in tights. Just look out the window there. Sorry, guys. You obviously can't see.
I love that.
There. Is that a guy or a girl?
I'm not really interested in...
Oh, it's a girl. I thought it was a guy. It just looks
weird.
Oh, man.
Boring.
Boring. Why? Oh, yeah. We look for different things.
I don't subscribe. Yes.
Oh, for me, a guy in tights is weird. For you, it's like stock.
It is God's way of saying, I created Earth for you and only you. Yeah, understand, Orlando? It's a gift that keeps on giving because even when they're wearing tights, I know it's not like I was going to look at the knees.
I was going to look... At the bee's knees.
The bee's knees. Huh? What you say about that, MD?
About what? Moshe, yes. Welcome, my dude.
Thank you so much. This is literally my first podcast.
You're lying.
I promise.
For real?
I've been running away from doing, like, podcast interviews.
What were you running away from?
I don't know. Apparently, because I know myself. And then, now I'm going to end up saying things, and then...
You're going to end up saying things that you mean.
That's the thing.
Which is sometimes a problem.
Yes, that's the thing. So I was like, oh, okay. Whew. You know what? No, man, it's 2024. Let me just do it. So, yeah.
So you're going to say things that you mean?
You've been my first of many. Fresh.
For real?
Yeah.
Hey,
first podcast, you're the first celebrity that I took a picture with.
Where?
Ever. Vincent Park downstairs in East London.
Oh, wow.
You're wearing a green t-shirt and shorts.
Mm. It was...
By Musica. At Musica downstairs.
I know the exact t-shirt you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know the exact t-shirt you're talking
about. So you've
been
my first...
I've been deflowering you, Musa.
Yeah, you've been.
So how are you feeling right now?
I mean, you know, it's in.
Just by the nose, though. Just the nose. Anyway, let's stop. I last had a chat with you about 5 years ago.
Yes.
A lot has happened in your life in the last 5 years.
Yes.
But let's talk about this week for now. This is Wow, What a Week. How's your week been? What you been up to?
I've been shooting. I've been shooting diaries and episodes for my new show. not just the reality show. Umtase, a show that seeks to find a resolve between siblings from Zanzi Magic. So that's what I've been shooting. I've been also minding my business. I take that as a blessing because there's Tandy Zindo.
My man, minding your own business sometimes is the best thing you can do for yourself.
Like, it's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Spending time with my friends. What else have I been doing? Oh, yes, spending a lot of time with my kids as well.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's literally it. I've just been in my own little bubble.
So, for instance, you know, when you arrived here, you're complaining about how there happens to be a bottle of wine in your hand, in your bag. Sorry, was that off the record?
I mean, but also, I wouldn't say it was a complaint. I wouldn't say it was a complaint. It was just, oh, by the way, there's a bottle of wine in my bag.
And then there's also a Bible.
And then there's also a Bible.
There's also a packet of edibles.
And then there's also a packet of edibles.
So your bag is literally a party.
It is. You know what? When you've got to see the Lord in the morning, and then when you've got to run away from the Lord in the afternoon.
Sure.
Yeah. So something along those lines.
So what does your bag say about your week this week?
I went to church.
Mm-hmm.
Got back from church. And I got stoned. Sometimes you just, and then I also did have wine.
Yeah.
Just something your Toby leaves with.
Yeah.
something to just sit down and reflect on the sermon and be like, oh,
and then you have an edible.
And then I had an edible. And
it's like, so this guy sat in the belly of a whale.
Yeah, MSD Chumfuti. So literally, it's a reflection of what my Sunday looked like. Yeah, no wonder-ish. Yeah, Monday I woke up, I was a bit dizzy. I was like, what the hell did I do yesterday? And I was literally at home.
Yes,
I was literally at home and I cooked. Not because of the munchies, but because it was Sunday. It was Sunday lunch. And I cooked like a nice, cute, beautiful spread.
Sure.
And then obviously, I'm a sweet mama.
Oh, money.
Yeah. I'm a chubla sweet mama. No, and then Gabesing Puza and your wine 99.
Sure. You know, people are gonna think we've been eating your edibles, so let's stop laughing.
Actually, and we haven't. This is us in our
sure.
Humble abode. Humble abode, yeah.
It's a humble abode, but I'm renting.
Oh,
yeah, it's a mkuku function here.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a squatter camp. We're squatting here.
No, I can tell by the carpets.
Yeah.
I can tell by the carpets. I'd love to say love what you've done with the place, but you know, let's not say that. Let's not go there.
No, it's fine. You're a mummy's boy.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about mom.
My mom, single mother.
Yeah.
It's always been me and her. Mm. An only child to my mom.
Sure.
You know, I that's where I learned my cooking. That's where I learned my compassion. My forgiveness, sometimes to my detriment. That's where I got my sense of humor as well. You know, she's quite, you know, the laugh my ass off lady. I don't see myself really being here without my mom.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Well, physically, I mean, she's at home, she's taking care of the kids, but because I'm here, yeah. But you know, she's played such an important role in my life by just letting me be, you know, and just not tolerating me, but accepting me.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. I remember even
but there's a big difference.
Very much.
Yes, yes, yes.
I remember even when I came out to her.
So you think she didn't know?
Hey, and I was like, oh, wait, now, hey, how's your tendons acting?
So I'm
like,
you.
She says that she didn't know. It took her by surprise. I'm like,
I was surprised.
I'm
sure you know when you were born, when they smacked you, you're like, hey.
I'm like, I mean, not even that. I'm just like, okay, yes, I did have girlfriends, you know. But also, I mean, I'm okay, like now. I'm Papa Plexip.
It was so clear.
I'm Sana. You know what I mean? Because it was very rocky. I remember it was a year and 2 months where it felt like she was tolerating me, and it was just a matter of, okay, Zaba 13 because Gumdanam, but after that year and 2 months, and when I stood my ground, I was just like, no, my lady, that is not how we do things.
Exactly.
You know, you've lived your life.
It's what it is.
Exactly.
Yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
But now we talk about everything.
So how old were you when you...
I was 17 years old, doing my first year, fresh in Johannesburg, got my first boyfriend, the first guy that broke my bum genity. fresh, and I thought I was in love.
That's why you shouldn't be on a podcast.
Oh, Yabona, because I say things and I forget that there are cameras around. I broke my genity, but the other genity was already gone. By the end of that year.
But when you were having girlfriend,
yes.
How much of a... But this is not you, Moshe. Did you go through?
Yes, I think essentially I like things.
Ah.
Also,
so you made the most of it. Anyway.
I like ne para papap. So for me, it's not really, I'm not by any means, I don't identify as bisexual.
Sure.
Yes, I am gay. But hi man, if it was me and a girl left on earth.
Sure.
Hi, let's keep each other company.
And let's repopulate.
If ever, like. It is my duty.
We're the new age Adam and Eve.
It is my duty.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Duty.
So even when I think I went from straight to curious, questioning, to bisexual, and then to being gay.
Mm.
You know, and it was not an easy journey, especially like coming from the Eastern Cape and in those times.
But often when people look at a journey like that,
yeah,
they are the quickest to say, you see, being gay is a choice.
No,
I mean,
I definitely don't think it's a choice. I wouldn't choose to be being called imofi istaba, bullied in school.
Yeah, you wouldn't choose a journey that's going to get you abused.
Exactly. Yes. I wouldn't choose that journey.
Sure.
So I don't think it was never a choice. It was more of a transition of, okay, cool. This is where I am. And this is what I'm ready to accept myself as right now.
And then eventually you get sick and tired of living for society and people.
Exactly. And I'm just like, hi, wait, I'm going to get him. I'm going to
get
him. Because I remember, the reason why I came out to my mom was because of my first boyfriend.
Do you know where you were when you and mom had this conversation?
Yes. I had just gone home. I had broken up with my boyfriend because he was cheating.
Ah, yes.
And it was... Were
you a city of varsity at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember. Why in the ten pack, man? Dali rugby, baby. And I... man.
So he had thighs like mine.
He had thighs like yours, I'm not sure. He thighs so, no, why does? But like yours, I don't wanna, you know, this thing of confirming, it's not my thing. Denying is my thing. So I was in love. Found out he was cheating. We broke up. I was depressed. Went back home. And my mom knows me to be a groovy stable.
Sure.
You're back for holidays. You're not going out. You're not eating. You've been in your room. I'm just like, yo, and quarantine, and then I literally had to tell her. I was like, yo, I broke up with my partner. And then it's like, oh no, what did she do? I'm like, do I have a story for you, my darling?
Are you sitting down? Oh, you are sitting down.
And then I was like, no, let me write a letter. I wrote a letter for her, and then I went outside, and then I watched her from the window as she was reading
it. What did the letter say?
Dear mom, I've been wanting to tell you this for some time now. I'm gay. Oh no, I said I'm bisexual.
Sure.
I'm bisexual. Because you know, with parents, they're always blaming other people and blaming friends. I'm like, don't blame my friends that are openly gay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, don't blame my friends that are openly gay. And so this guy cheated. And I don't know how I'm going to live without him. Ha, he, ha, hubby, ha. He was my moon, the earth and the sun. I breathe. He, ha, yongelando. And then, she tore the letter up. And I was like,
okay, so you're outside.
I'm watching from the window.
From the window.
Yes.
Okay.
And then she tore the letter up, and that's when I was like, okay, cool. Hey, Moshe, you're homeless. because obviously I'm not getting inside this house. And then we had the conversation, and I was like, oh, yeah. She's like, for how long have you known? I was like, for, you know, maybe 2 to 3 years now. Mm. Remember when I was speaking about Usphokazi, it was actually Usipho.
Oh, wow.
I remember, like, because every time I tell her about relationships, I would turn the guy's name into a girl.
Yes.
Because I essentially, like, I grew up being very close to my mom. Everything, we used to speak about everything, relationships. But now, Ngogu,
you had to dilute things.
Hey, when Ngogu, you know, Usipho, but this is Usphokazi. And you know, it was just very frustrating. But we sat down, and I really do feel like, Nyan, in that year when, you know, when I feel like she was tolerating me. Mm. But she'd ask me, well, okay, these holidays, are you coming back? Are you dating girls or guys or whatnot? I'm like, that's not even a question that you ask. Like, ask me, what am I going to be getting up to, you know, these holidays?
Did it sometimes get awkward between you?
Yeah, it definitely did. Mm. It definitely did. That's like, I know it was a year and 2 months because I literally lost my mind. I was like, you know what? I'm not coming home anymore. It's fine. You don't have to pay for my school fees. I'll do well by myself. Hee ha. Yo, yeah, but this is not so quality TV, fresh. Yes, but this is not so quality TV. How did I think I was going to do by myself? What was the big idea?
Exactly.
But because my mom knows about that, I get traumatic. She was just like, no, there's no need for that. Just come back. Let's speak about it. And now we literally speak about everything. I remember the first time when we were even speaking about the sex, when she asked me, so, are you?
Or do you?
Do you?
Are you?
Are you or do
or
you?
Or do you? At that point, I'm like, did you? It's like, we're playing toy guns. I'm like, did you?
Do
like,
you? Are you? Do you?
Do you? Do you?
Do you?
Did you? Like, I'm like, hey, I. And yes, to mom, I'm a verb. Sometimes I do. I'm a doing word. And sometimes I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm an omelette. I'm done. I'm a verb. I do.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. She's like,
oh.
It's like over the years, it's been great, you know. Sir. I'm from when I was 17 to now being 31 years old. She's been my rock. She's been there for me throughout my relationships, my divorce, my marriage, my new relationships. Okay, one thing about my mother, she will love the next partner I have as much as she loved the other one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's Coco Samez, yeah. But oh, who's new? Oh, love you, boy.
Welcome home.
Oh, be true. Okay, oh my God, all right. Oh, daughter. Nice to meet you. Yeah. When someone come in, So yeah, we've got that open relationship, and she's just amazing.
What did you guys talk about this week with Ma that stood out?
With my mom, we spoke about her anxiety about the reality show, my anxiety around the reality show. And she was like, okay, why am I nervous? Because I'm never nervous with all of my other shows. And I'm just like, with this one, it's me, you know. And contrary to prior belief, I learned that from my English teacher from high school. He used to be like, contrary to prior belief, I'm not here for my health. So I've been, Mr. Mountford, I hope you're watching. Contrary to prior belief, wait, nah. I don't live a very dramatic life. My life is boring, but the events are quite interesting, you know? So I was like,
so when it events, it events.
When it events, it events. And I'm just like, there's some of the things that, you know, that even come up in the show that I'm just like, oh my word, should I have said that? And also because I am executive producer of the show. So it's my production company. It's a 50-50 collaboration with Mushendiki Pictures and Simamo Productions.
That is so.
So dope. Now it's just like, oh my word, what do I do about the things that I've already said, the things that I've already done? And I'm just like, actually, as a producer, for me, it's TV gold. It's fine. Exactly. Let me, but as much, I'm just like, oh no, can't I say, but guys, please cut that out. And I had to sit down with my business partner and be like, please don't.
I'm not comfortable about that.
No. I had to say, no. I was like, whatever. If I say I'm comfortable about something, Just act like you're listening to me. Don't listen to me. This is the exec speaking. Susun Mamela. Put it on whatever makes for great TV. Just put it on there because it's as real as it is.
Absolutely.
So I was speaking about, you know, that anxiety. And my kids recently turned 5 months.
Mm.
And we were just reflecting on what the past 5 months have been like, what they have felt like for me. And they've been weird. I made two human beings.
So you had a surrogate?
Yes, right? I had a surrogate. So
did you have to go into a room or did you surrogate?
No. Into a room. A room. No, can't relapse. Can't relapse.
No. As in, did you have to go into a room with a test tube?
They give you it's like a leather seat. And yes, I don't know why, because there's this other place.
It must feel sexy.
You don't necessarily think leather band and then bundle something like
and then it gets stuck.
Because now I'm just like, okay. So now I had to take matters into my own hands. You know. So now I'm also watching something for
encouragement.
Encouragement.
Yes.
Yeah. Umfana, the one that I'm watching. Essence, the encouragement.
Yeah,
no, I could be 5 liters. I'm like, okay, no, but I funny, Lendo.
Will a child come out of this year?
First, when I tell you, what's the thing? I mean, when they take milk from the cow,
When they're milking a cow.
Yeah, I was literally milking myself. And then I was like, I'm like, but you know what that experience taught me?
Yeah.
It's not about the quantity.
Yes.
It's about the quality.
Absolutely.
Because look now. I'm telling you. I was like, I'm an inin's manayal mfana. But I am ingatin dwengaga. Then the package and the bashia nayo. And then I was like, yo, I get all the best bandana bam. And then here I am.
So for couples that want to go into surrogacy.
Yes.
Take us through the do's and don'ts that you learned on your journey.
I think for couples, for straight couples or heterosexual couples, they do it for a number of reasons. Maybe the lady does have eggs. Let's say the wife does have eggs. But she's not. She can't carry.
Sure.
To full term. Okay, sharp. Surrogacy is an option.
Mm.
For queer couples, either it's two ladies or whatever game they identify as they, them.
Sure.
Surrogacy is a viable option as
sure,
well.
Sure.
Dudes do a lot of research.
Please just turn your mic. There you go. Yeah. No. Not that kind of show. No.
Oh, I thought it was wow.
No.
Wow. What a white. Wow. Okay.
No.
So sorry about that. Dudes do a lot of research.
Sure.
Definitely a whole lot of research.
Mm.
Do a whole lot of therapy before.
Sure.
Because you're going to need it. Because you're going to need a whole lot of patience.
Mm.
My process took me quite a while. With many stop and goes. The first stop and go was COVID.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, cool. Am I even going to be alive? Mm. How is having kids post-COVID going to look like? Mm. Second, am I really going to be doing this by myself?
Sure.
Or do I want a partner to do it with? And I was like, okay, cool. Let me just take some time to think about it.
Mm.
And I was like, actually, I've always wanted to do it by myself either way. A partner would have been a bonus. But sure. You know what? I was raised by a single mother.
Mm.
And I'd like to think I am fully functional.
Sure.
Somewhat a fully functional human being.
Yes, sir.
So it can be done.
Mm.
But as much as you will do your research and everything is written in black and white,
sure,
there will always be something that will just take you off your course and you'll be like, okay, the contract and the research that I've done could have never prepared me for this.
Exactly.
Yeah, because even like now I think my biggest thing was the detachment with my surrogate, because I chose someone that I know.
Ah.
So as much as there is a contract that the kids are mine.
What conversations did you have with your surrogate?
Before, during, or after?
Just what have you guys been talking?
Before, we were definitely like, oh, no. She was like, I do not want any kids. Mm. I do not want any kids. That she was very much clear. She was like, she doesn't want any more kids.
Okay, but also she's a mother already.
Yes, she's a mother already. Okay. So by law, if you are going to be a surrogate, if you're going to carry someone else's child, you must have had a child of your own.
Case you become attached.
Not even that, but just a proof of life. Nancy, you've done this
you're
before.
Capable.
Yes, you've done this before. And to throw a spanner in the works, my surrogate is married as well.
Jeez, okay.
You know, so it was the whole having the conversation with her, the husband, about how we're going to do this.
So were you there when she broke it to the husband? Or did you come in afterwards?
We had to tell, I think she told him before, and then it was me having a meeting with him and calling him and being like, hey.
So I'm a fly on the wall at that meeting. What happened in the meeting?
Yo, son, essentially, may I please knock your wife up?
And don't worry, don't be personal.
Hey, there's nothing. It's nothing like that,
Yes.
And you know, he dealt with it with so much grace and so much patience. Mm. You know, and he, like, for me, I always say he's a real life superhero. That guy. Mm. He's been so patient, even with her when she was hormonal and she wouldn't want to eat this, and then she would eat this, and she would be happy, she'd be angry, she'd be sad, she'd be...
So when she was craving chicken licking, did she call him or you?
Sometimes she'd call me, but most of the time, because he's there in the house, because they stay together.
It becomes his problem.
It was mostly his problem, you know? Even with that process, do a lot of research, but even that research, don't even blame yourself when things don't pan out the way that you have envisioned it.
Sure.
It doesn't work out in your timing, but it just trust the process, essentially.
So your arrangement worked out?
Yes, it did.
But what's the worst that could have happened in terms of it not working out? What were you warned about that could happen?
I would definitely... I think it's literally, it's the attachment.
Mm.
It's the attachment. How do I introduce her to the kids
you introduce her?
And do I even introduce her? And I was like, yes, actually, because she was a part of my life before the kids, during the kids because of her, and even after the kids. She got to meet them, spend some time with them. And for me, it was more of a look at your beautiful work.
Yes.
You know, and as much as she's not related to the kids, because it's my my egg donor, and then put together embryo, and then she's just a carrier.
So she was just a womb for it.
Yes, she's just a carrier. She's not related to the kids.
Okay.
But you can just imagine the bond for someone to be carrying these kids for 9 months.
It's inevitable.
You know,
yes.
So it was literally like, screw the contract, what the contract says. Mm. But from birth, I just take the children and she doesn't have to see them. I was like, for me, ingatindi mphuca abantwana.
Exactly.
So I was like, no, actually, I know what the contract says, but I'm so sorry. No, she has to see them.
Sure. You spoke about the detachment.
Yes.
What did you mean by that?
That it's not actually her kids, you know, that's where the detachment for her needs to come from, but it's not her kids. This is part of the process.
Sure.
And obviously she also had to go, you know, for therapy, to make sure that she's okay. She understands the process. And not to take away from the good that she has done.
Absolutely.
And the good deed that she has done for me and my family in all of this craziness.
Why do you think the stigma, especially in the black community, around surrogacy?
I don't know. Like, I think singa bandaba mnyama, see, nalento, we like to get our accolades from pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, umchato, if you see umchato is not working and then you stay for longer than you should because we've got that thing, you know, we were going to get a badge of honor from ubekezele into engekhoyo.
My
stretch marks are God's lightning and so
it's okay to actually find happiness.
Exactly. Literally. And it is okay to ask for help outside if you know that as umfazi, whether umxhosa, umzulu or whatnot, as umdomnyama, If you can't carry, there are other ways. Sure. You can ask someone to carry, but ngoku, if you don't carry it yourself, you're seen as you're less of a woman. You ask another woman to carry your child and whatnot. You are of no use and whatnot, of which that is literally not the case.
Especially because as Africans, we've always been solutions driven.
Yes, yes.
And that's why in our culture, there was never poverty.
Exactly. Moshe
would never go to bed without food.
Exactly. There is always a solution. But now, not a new solution. It's surrogacy. I don't understand why there is such there's a pushback. I don't want to take it as far as saying in Doyokuba, as soon as surrogacy was made more open, you know, in terms of it was not only IVF for heterosexual couples, it was open to anyone who wants to be a parent.
Absolutely.
Mostly gengogo, obviously, kuzabakho umuse who are gay, they're going to be lesbian couples and whatnot. Now all of a sudden it is getting a pushback, you know. It's giving a tinge of homophobia, just a tinge. But I haven't done my research, and you know, as much as, but why is there such a huge pushback? But from what I've seen, ina bubu tinge nyana yoku. Procreate.
So it's been what, 5 months now?
Yes.
How's fatherhood treating you?
It is beautiful. I look at my babies and...
What are your babies' names, by the way?
Ngutalanda and Ndaba.
Okay.
Gender, you'll find out on the show.
Ah.
But Ngutalanda and Ndaba.
He's a TV guy.
Yeah.
You must come back after the after these ads.
After. keep them glued to the screen. Ngutalanda Nondaba, and every time I look in their eyes, I'm just like, wow, God is good, you know. And one thing,
do they look like you, or
they definitely do look like
me,
or
the egg donor?
Well, with the egg donor, I'm not allowed to know her,
okay.
I'm not allowed to see her, not allowed to meet her, not allowed to get a picture of her. I can't get a picture.
So the eggs are sourced from where?
From her herself.
No. As in, is there a place where they...
Yes. Okay. At the clinic.
Or at the fertility clinic.
Yes, at the fertility clinic. Okay. So she'll come through, she'll donate,
But do they give you the specs of the egg donor?
Yes, no, of course. There's a thing called Nurture Portal. You go on there after you've registered.
So there's a whole catalogue.
Yes, a catalogue. But okay, do you want black, white, Indian, Chinese?
Short, tall, big, small, whatnot.
Yonke lando. Oh, and then they, like, on their profile... They ask, okay, if they were to be given R1 million, what would they do with it? What would they pack in a picnic basket? Basically a profile on their family, their lifespan. What type of eyes do they have? Are they short? Their height in the family.
Diabetes,
as anyone on antidepressants, whatnot, like all of that.
So it's as thorough as you can get.
Yes. But without seeing the person. And also you can get a picture of them when they were younger and a picture of their kids if they've got kids. So you just to check on your genes. But now I have no genes. No. They came to the party. And funny enough, like both of my kids look like me.
Sure.
And they look like my mom as well. The parts where they look like
but
my mom.
But obviously that you got twins. You got two for the price of one.
Oh, I want to say for the price of one. Guys, the surrogacy is expensive.
So you got a bonus.
Yeah, yes and no. Yeah. But the way in which it happened was they said, okay, you put in two embryos because one might just not hold.
Might reject it.
Yes.
Yeah, the body might
so
reject.
Just in case.
Sure.
And then I was like, okay, sharp, maybe. And then we put in two, and then both of them. They, you know, babamba.
Yeah.
Like, and every time they're crying at the same time, I'm like, hey, one of you is not supposed to be here, Nina. But the daddy loves you. It's a blessing. Yeah, blessing.
So they're not identical then?
No. But they are so
cute. They're two different versions of you.
Yeah, definitely. One looks like more like my mom's family,
sure.
And then one looks like more of my dad's family. One looks exactly like my granddad. So they look like their great granddad. And yeah, maybe the ears, my ears, I feel like my ears are. Then they write. I'm sure that's the mother's son.
It's from the mother's son.
Mother's day. Mother's day. But also funny enough, the ears look like my current partner's ears. And I come down, I'm going to be not that. Umdana, Ufana notata omondlayo. That's what I gotta say on that. A child will look like whomever is paying for the school fees.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And it's almost like God has a sick sense of humor. He'll make sure.
He will definitely make sure. He will definitely make sure. And like, because now my thing is, okay, sure, but now what if I break up with my current partner? Then now I can kangle umdu with the same ease. So that at least they can relate.
You must either hang in there and begezela there.
Okay, begezela is not my portion.
Or you must rekangela.
No, I will rekangela, Sheba. I think I'm that type of person, actually. Even when I've been hurt, in love, humiliated, and all of that, gone through the most with love, I've never had a thought of, I want to give up on love.
Sure.
I am going to give up on love. I love love. I love falling in love. I love being in love all the time.
We have the same problem.
I'm not. I love you. My back to back meetings.
Sure.
Pum up and but my back on something.
So your HR department is always hiring.
Hey, well, also look in post. There's always a post. There's always a post. Sometimes. Well, HRK does not look through his CV.
You realize later on, but, there's no PhD here.
Then. But, qualification. Work well under pressure. Willing to work extra hours. There you go. So then, HR must be this kind of little, we need to be out there, you know? But I don't want to lie. I've never wanted to give up on love. I don't think I'm the type to give up on love. Yes, mhlambi, I'll be clo breaky, okay? Again, this is the whole phase. Just to
sharpen the knife, Njay.
Do me long. Ligai.
Hey. Ralocha.
Hi.
Moreni.
Hi.
Absent.
So, but I really am a one man man. Sure. You know, I'm a one person. I love being soaked up in that one person or what they like, introducing them to the things that I like.
Sure.
Just making life easier for them and them making life easier for me. Not that I can't do it by myself. I definitely can. But just to be, just us being immersed in each other's worlds.
Sure, absolutely.
Love that.
Let's talk about lessons.
Yes.
And, you know, it'll be a wide array of lessons. For instance, lessons about, what lessons did you take from before you came out, for instance? And that maybe you can share with other people that are walking that journey.
Yeah.
Yes.
My voice matters. I think that was the scariest thing for me. I think ever since I found out my voice matters, that's why I've never stopped talking ever since.
I was about to say, the problem was when you discovered
when
that
V6 tempo. I got it done. My voice matters.
Yes.
Even if it's out of a million people, it's heard by 10 people. Someone heard it.
Absolutely.
You know, someone either heard my love, someone heard my cry, someone heard my pleas, someone heard my joy, you know.
Sure.
So voice out what you are feeling all the time, you know. Sometimes think about it first, but it mustn't be in here or in here for too long, you know, because that's when you're just like, man, then you get these voices. Well,
sure.
No, it's not good enough. Your opinion is not good enough. No, actually, you're not well informed on that. So I would suggest don't say, no, Teta.
Sure.
Teta, you never know who is listening.
Absolutely.
You know, so definitely a listen in Doyogba. My voice matters. And you're right.
Yes,
wow.
Yeah, right. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Wow. My voice matters. And I think a whole lot of my life, it took me, I remember, I think when I was 22, that's when I thought, this is a breakthrough. This is me.
Yes.
It happened at 22. Mm. It happened at 28. And it happened at 30.
Mm.
Like big breakthroughs for me, not career-wise, but just me. Because I remember at 22, I wrote something that said, it took me 22 years to love myself and I don't have time to convince anyone else.
Mm.
Because not just me accepting myself,
my
flaws, my heart, my mind, my emotions and whatnot. Mm. It took me 22 years to fully understand that. omnye nomnye ke ngoku umntu the next person ayibo HR nawe sana sizawukhangela umntu one 22 years experience ayibo njani, you know what I mean? So and again it happened when I turned 28.
Yeah.
And then it happened again when I turned 30.
Mm.
I think after 30, sure, I've just been soaring.
Absolutely. Lessons from previous relationships, including your marriage.
Woo! Get that prenup, nigga. Sorry. Am I allowed to say?
No, but nigga means to give.
Oh,
and because
yeah,
there's no great, because there was no prenup, you were niggying.
Yeah. Oh no, there was a prenup.
Oh, there was.
Oh
okay.
No.
Ooh, okay.
So, hey, yo.
So aye, you're not a nigger then.
Yeah.
You're not a niggist.
Yeah. But you know when you can just tell, but man, yes, I'm here for a good time, not for a long time.
Sure.
You hope for me. Having a prenup and a very solid prenup out of community without accrual was preparing for the worst but hoping for the best.
And that's what it is. It's being realistic about the fact that we might not be together for the rest of our lives.
Exactly. So I need to protect me.
And often we treat prenups as you're jinxing the relationship.
Underpants red.
Yeah.
But the underpants red.
That's all.
So I have an underpants green, a purple.
Half the bedroom is gone.
No. I really do believe in prenup because there's also this thing, but people think just because when you get married, oh no, you become one. We don't become one. I'm still myself. Sure. They're still themselves, but we need to learn to coexist.
Sure.
Not that buses of your scale. It can never be becoming one, per se, you know? So one, get that prenup.
Sure.
Definitely get that prenup. Make sure they sign. And also I would definitely say, give it your all as many times as you can.
Sure.
Up until you're just like,
okay.
Yeah, man.
So basically,
we can wrap it up.
So if basically, okay. So basically, what you're saying is, in the event that you are walking away, it must be because you gave everything, and still nothing happened.
Yes, I don't want to lie. Especially with my marriage, I fought. I fought for my marriage. I worked hard for my marriage. I prayed for my marriage.
Sure.
I cried for my marriage. I sought advice for my marriage. I went to therapy for my marriage. I did each and everything for my marriage. I hid some things for my marriage, you know, from people for my marriage. I did a whole lot, you know. That's when it was time for me to go, I was just like, yeah, man, I think the writing, I think I can call it a wrap. Like, this has been great. It's been amazing. It's been cute. Love what they've done with the place, but it's not for me anymore. It's not serving anything. And I really thought, if I did all of those things, it would work. Putting aside the fact that it needs two people to work.
Sure.
And if the other party is not in this or they say that they are, you know, but they are just not coming to the party, then you can't. There's nothing I can do about it.
It can't be a one-man party.
Exactly. I literally can't.
Sure.
So definitely know when to walk away as well.
Okay.
Know when to walk away. That thing, know when to walk away from the party, the friendship, the relationship, the marriage, and everything.
Lessons that you learned from the backlash that you had to deal with regarding posting about your initiation, going to the mountain.
Lesson was, I post what I like, and since I post, you will know if I want to post in front of a poster. They're like, no, but what are you showing here? The poster, and then what? People like to think, beyond, especially, I mean, obviously, with isn't that.
So for those that don't know, what exactly had you posted?
I posted a picture of myself in the mountain.
Sure.
Like, I wouldn't say regalia. It was me with the whole, the body paint and my whatnot.
Mm.
And then they were like, oh no, you can't, you're using these big words. And then I love Gaban Bakatuta sometimes when they swear at me because when they use big English, like, use swear words that are relatable.
Sure.
Don't come in. You're desecrating our culture. You are Andikuva. 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 It's like saying Fusek to Inja Yagui suburbs.
No.
Andikuva.
You know what it's like? Remember there was a time a lion had escaped and then it attacked some guy. And then he says the lion went, her, and he went, her. And I'm like, I'm sure because he's black, he said Fusek to the lion.
Exactly. Because
but the lion doesn't understand Fusek.
Exactly. Ayiva.
So use language I can understand.
Exactly. So come together. Come be relatable, man. Come be relatable. Learn to be relatable. Come to you know, tell me off in your course so that in this way, okay, no, yo, sure. That one's upset. But go desecrating. I'm just like, over.
So would you do it again? Or do you understand why people would say, why would you put our culture out there like that? It should be sacred.
I would definitely post that picture again. Mm. In fact, I saw it the other time on my phone and I was like, ooh, sabo lukuthi TBT. Because also, above and beyond, what are they going to do? Tweet me to death?
Yeah.
Who's out in? Oh no! I did not disrespect my culture in any way or form. Those pictures like that are in textbooks.
Sure,
you know, they are everywhere.
So people are looking for a fight.
Hey, when Jay always angry about something, keyboard warriors. I would definitely post it again
and heal.
Hey, and relax, man. And also swing is closer. Don't say in English.
Lessons from being in this industry that you're in.
What's
the biggest lesson?
My dear, it sounds very cliche, but not everything that glitters is gold.
Unfortunately, there's too much poo out there.
Sana.
There's too much poo with nice makeup, nice glitter.
Glitter, and going back, man, hey, abantu abekho man in this industry, and when you find build or make good and genuine friendships and relationships in this industry, treasure them
and fight for them.
You know, and fight for them. Fight for those people when they are not even in the same room as you.
Sure.
Because of the person I am, each and every production, because my main goal was, my end goal in terms of my career was to have my own production company, my late night show coming soon. No, not that I'm actually working on it. It's in my, manifesto, guys. Manifesto. Yeah. Late night show, a cutie, a mind, like, is in Resinjalo. Each and every set that I've worked on, I've always been like, I'm definitely taking that makeup lady with me. The lady from the office with me.
You build relationships.
Yes, I'm definitely taking. And sometimes those relationships don't work. Especially, you know, there was some sort of, you know, a friendship that broke because of this reality show. And I decided to just keep quiet. They're busy talking smack about me to each and every person that they come across, whether it's my current business partners, whether it is people that I've worked with, whether it's people that she is working with. And she's saying all of these things about me. And I'm just like, if those people don't have the guts to come and ask me, whatever she says about me has got absolutely nothing to do with me.
It's of no consequence.
Okay, and then what? And then what? Because it's laced with lies. It's laced with lies. So there are things that I've learned.
So who is this person?
They know themselves. But you know what? Kudos to them. They must get their airtime if they want to use me by Bahama Betetangam. Okay, sharp. If that's going to get you your next meeting, if that's going to get you your next opportunity, all the best to stand as I've been a conversation starter for most of my life. So you're not doing anything brand new. Sharp.
Grab a number, join the queue.
Yeah, like Akondo, number 1042. I will sign. So unique.
So we are out of time.
Yeah.
But we will bring you back as and when you're working on other stuff.
Of course.
What did you pray about this morning?
This morning, I prayed for serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the will to change that I can. Because I struggle a lot with that, because I love being not really in control, but I love structure.
Sure.
I love logic. I love A, B, and C. I think that's what also makes me a person of instant gratification.
Sure.
I've done this, so therefore, these should be the, exactly. the results. You know, so...
And sometimes you're not in control of what the results
are. You're not. You're not in control of life. Yeah. You're really not. Mm. So I pray to just let go of some things. Mm. And also, just learn how to keep quiet.
Sure.
Learn how to keep quiet. Mm. Whatever people say about you, sharp, well and good.
Exactly.
Literally. That was this morning, exactly.
And what do you fear? What does Moshe Ndeki fear?
Before I never used to fear death, but now I do because I've got two responsibilities.
Oh yes.
That's the only thing. I'm just like, I mean, even if I pass away and they're 25, it makes no difference. They would have lost a parent.
Sure.
But I don't want to pass away without seeing my children be okay, successful, whatever that they want to do in their lives, whether they want to be mechanic, whether they want to be singers, whether they want to be sex workers, whether they want to be actors or whatever, it's fine.
Sure.
But as long as they are impacting society in a good way and they are content with who they are.
Absolutely. Where do we catch the brand new show, Magai?
The show is going to be on Mzansi Magic, channel 161, on the 28th of January.
Okay.
Every Sundays at 7 p.m. My other show, Last Chance at Love, is on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., also on Mzansi Magic. And my other show is also on Mzansi Magic. It should be TXing on the 18th. I'm not too sure about the times.
18th of February.
Yes, okay. 18th of February.
Okay.
So yeah, I think I've got those three shows. And also on Moja Love, You Promised to Marry Me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But brand new show this coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday, yes.
What's the show called?
Life with Moshe.
Life with Moshe.
That's what's up.
So you've got You Promised to Love to Marry Me.
You Promised to Marry Me.
Yeah.
Umdase. Mm. Last Chance Love. Mm. And Life with Moshe. No, isn't there another? No, I'm kidding. I think
Mr. HR, we must not do a HR of love show.
Actually, the good get with relationships. Nobody gives the best relationship advice like a divorcee.
Absolutely.
I always say this, but guys, I've never made it to Forbes 30 under 30, but divorce under 30, it's a tough sum.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They can't tell you anything. My brother, man, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much
always,
for having me.
Always, always, always dope hanging out with you.
Thank you so much, Fresh.
And don't stop talking.
I will never stop talking. And shout out to your carpet.
Okay, we'll change the carpet.
I mean...
Listen, you're in three TV shows right now. Please buy us a carpet. You can afford it.
Don't worry. I definitely will. Hey, son.
Hey, guys, Moshe Ndeki will be buying us a carpet. So next week, there'll be a brand new carpet at Amp Studios, courtesy of Moshe Ndeki. Or you've just started a carpet company even.
Moshe's carpets.
Moshe's carpets.
No, Moshe's kitchen, yes. Moshe's carpets. Not my scene.
On that note, guys, we're going to get tiles in here next week just to annoy him. There'll be no carpet. We're tiling the place.
You've got this carpet, but you've got money for tiles. Yeah. Wow.
We'll find a sponsor. CTM, please call me, dog. Call me CTM. We need piles. We need tiles in
piles
here.
Must.
On that ass-hanging note, I think we're done. So two South Africans reached major sporting achievements recently, overcoming tough odds. Para-athlete Darren Thomas winning a medal at a prestigious CrossFit event, and of course mixed martial arts fighter Dricus du Plessis, who'll be on the show when he gets back from the US, becoming the UFC middleweight champion. The lesson to take from that, you're going to find it tough, and like Dricus, you might even get booed at it, and get a black eye and a bloody nose. But we hope you find the strength to put your mind into it and push through, even if, like Dricus, you end up looking like a cauliflower. It is in that spirit that we wish you all a wow week ahead. We've been coming to you from Amp Studios, downtown Johannesburg. We're part of the Africa Podcast Network. Shout out to Pezulu Works for their cinematography, Artista Flo Fraser for all of our audio imaging, our guests today, comedian Nonto R, and of course, Moshe Ndeki, Mr. Everything. Also, Mr. HR. Creative producer, Krivesh Mohan. Show producer, Kelezo Modisekeng. Email us at waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Till next week, have a great week in spite of yourselves.